With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi there, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap. You're back for Thursday, June 4th, 2020.
Yeah, it's a wet hair Thursday. We do wet nose Wednesday. Actually raining here, which I'm not complaining about.
No. This is an interesting story we found this morning because, you know, you've heard of Airbnb, you rent people's houses out and stuff like that. But during a lot of lockdown, people have worked together. And
they're sick of each other. Let's just say it, okay? Your wife doesn't want to see your face anymore because you used to leave for 8 hours a day. Now you're there all the time.
And now you just need a few, maybe an hour or two just to have some time to yourself. Well, enter a service called Globe. It's actually an app, and it's been around for a while. It's where you can basically rent like office space or a room for an hour or two.
Right.
But because of the lockdown, it has gained over 25,000 new users. Because people just need a room to go where they can just be alone for a little bit.
Can you bring a date?
Those are different types of rooms, Storm. I think this is more or less for...
I was thinking about the no-tell motel in the old days.
Yeah, that's what that's for. But if this is where you just kind of need a little quiet space, maybe the kids are just driving you crazy. You can go there and rent the room for an hour. The rules are that you can rent by the hour, and overnight stays are prohibited. And you must the new policy during the outbreak is now requires users to come alone. So no, you can't bring a friend, Storm. You have to submit a photo for verification and provide your body temperature to make sure you don't have the virus.
Chris, you can use the wine broadcast room that I'm using right now anytime, okay?
Okay. Does it come with a sample packet while I'm down there, a sample bottle?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a corkscrew and let you go nuts.
All right, cool. Sold. We found this was interesting. This is kind of just an observational asset, but there were some scientists that pulled some information together. They looked at women who had already gone through menopause, and they found a striking similarity. They found those who have been exposed to artificial outdoor light at night has a 10% higher risk of breast cancer.
That is incredible. That also was in colorectal cancer and lung cancer and also prostate cancer, which is really strange. And well, how do you deal with this? I mean, there's lights everywhere at night.
Mm-hmm. And they really don't know why this has happened, but they do tend to think that artificial light at night interferes with the production of the hormone melatonin, which helps you sleep.
Yeah.
Could be a problem there.
They did admit, I read the report, they did admit that they need to do a lot more research, but the preliminary findings were rather curious.
Yeah, very curious. So social media has been known for some pretty substantial challenges. Some are good. Some are bad.
Most of them are pointless.
Pointless. This one is actually a good one. It was actually put together by a woman named Kenya. She has created what's called the Check Your Privilege Challenge on TikTok, and it kind of is on the platform of the popular Put a Finger Down game to highlight discrimination.
Yeah, so what you'll do is you'll start with all 10 fingers up, and somebody will ask 10 questions, and if that question affects you, you'll put a finger down.
Yeah, and what it does is it kind of points out what Black America goes through, especially to people that are not Black. So some of the examples used in her particular challenge is, have you ever been called a racial slur? Mm-hmm. Have you ever been followed by in a store unnecessarily? Have you ever been accused of not being able to afford something expensive? And have you been denied service because of your race?
So if you said positive for each of that, you would bring a finger down for each one of those that has happened to you.
Yeah. And, you know, it kind of points out that, you know, we kind of live in this bubble where we tend to think that everything and everybody's equal. And that's not necessarily true.
Yeah. Yeah, privilege isn't all about money, she says. And it's true. The skin color, unfortunately, works into our society way too much.
Yeah, skin color, gender, sexual orientation, they all play into some sort of a privilege that other people have. So here we are into, what, day two of the hurricane season?
Day four, actually, of the hurricane season. It started on Monday, and we've already had two named storms before we got into hurricane season.
Yeah.
So we're on Cristobal now. If the next storm, when that's in the Gulf of Mexico, and it's probably going to hit Louisiana coast sometimes on Sunday. We won't get a whole lot. We're probably going to get some rain and some riptides on the west coast of Florida, but that's about it.
Yeah, they are anticipating 13 to 19 storms this year, 3 to 6 major storms. And we add into this old coronavirus.
Yes, sir. So we're talking about, and we've always encouraged you to get your hurricane kit together, but this is changing things a little bit, so we're going to encourage you to get the kit together now, but don't expect to get everything at once. Have like a running list on your phone.
And here's the reason why. We still have not recovered from the mass buying hysteria during the coronavirus. So, you know, when you go into stores, you still see empty store shelves. You still see limitations on certain things that you can buy. So don't anticipate going out and buying your kit all at once. Like you said, Storm, you're going to kind of have to pace yourself. And now you need to do it now versus next week or the next time you go to the store, because hurricane season really doesn't go on a calendar or anything. They also talked about your plan of action if you are required to evacuate, because a lot of the local governments are now going to have to readdress storm shelters. Perhaps the capacity will be reached sooner because of social distancing.
Yeah, and the usual, I mean, the way they're doing bars and restaurants is 50% capacity. I imagine with the same thing with social distancing, the gymnasiums that are used for the rehab, the centers for, you know, the people that need to shelter.
Yeah,
that's going to be different.
And even consider the hotels are working at 50% capacity, so they're going to go out of rooms really quick. So the idea this year is to do something different. Get on the phone now with some of your friends that are further inland, further away, and let them know, hey, if there's a storm that comes around, would you mind if me and my family come and stay with you while the storm's going on? And have that plan of action ready to go. In fact, I'm going to do this with my cousin who's in South Carolina.
That's a good idea.
You know, just so that we can kind of have a go-to place if we need to go to it.
Right, right.
Instead of relying on shelters or on hotels, which may fill up quickly.
Yeah, remember to add to your list face masks, hand sanitizer, things like that when you can find it.
Yes, and gathering your stuff like non-perishable food items. There's still some restrictions like on rice, of all things, in some stores that you can't seem to find. So that's what you kind of need to do. They also talk about, you know, may not be a bad idea for you to go ahead and get that portable generator, mainly because, just like we found with toilet paper, once a big event comes, those are hard to come by. And
today's the day of the tax-free hurricane supply thing in Florida, too.
Yeah, it ends that. So maybe not a bad idea for you to pick up a generator while supplies are at a healthy level.
Yeah, get one for me, too, Chris.
Okay, sure. I'm sure they'll take a two-party out-of-state starter check. No problem.
Yeah, three-state bouncer, sure.
This is cool information regarding chefs. I've always wondered, like, if you work at a kitchen all day, 12-hour shifts or something like that, 8-hour or 12-hour shift, do you come home and cook for yourself, or do you have someone cook for you?
I think what you do is you have bar snacks. You go to a bar and try to forget the day.
Yeah, probably. But also, it's interesting to point out is when chefs go to other restaurants, what is it that you order? And more importantly, what are things that you avoid?
Yeah, what is it?
These are some things that some chefs have avoided. One of the things that one chef said is to skip the special of the day.
No blue plate special. Now, why is that? Yeah. I figure that'd be a way the chef can show off their culinary expertise.
There could be that, but there's also the possibility of more of an economic swing because, you know, if they're running, if they're having some food items that are about ready to expire, they're going to need to get rid of them really faster so they don't waste it.
Brussels sprouts are brown, right?
The mushy part means it's cooked just right. They say if you're looking for some advice on what to eat from your server, instead of getting the special, ask for a recommendation of things that are made with local ingredients, which leads to number two on the list, is that if you're in love with fresh food, you need to size up the menu first. Restaurants with large menus tend to have large inventory of food. All of that's not fresh.
Yeah, you can't keep a bunch of fresh food. Like these restaurants that serve all different kinds of cuisine and have almost chapters. It takes an hour to read the menu. Yeah, you're definitely going to have some frozen entrees there.
So they really say if you're looking for something that's fresh, if the menu has more than two pages, You probably are not going to get anything fresh.
That sounds about right, you know.
And then finally, number three, avoid the cheaper chicken.
You know, that's incredible. You would think chicken is just like the universal go-to, but they say stay away from poultry because it's always overcooked and it's always overpriced.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's true. With any time you've ever gone to a buffet or to a wedding, the chicken is the driest thing you can get.
It's tough to do. It dries out really quickly, but... Yeah, that is interesting. Chefs won't order chicken. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And then finally, we learned there's been talk about a second round of stimulus checks to boost up the economy. What's the progress on that? Well, in short, the House has approved a plan. The Senate is holding off on approving the plan because the Senate wants to wait for about a month to see where we are with business and where we are with the economy.
I want you to be completely broke. So we're not looking if they do something with a stimulus check again. If, and that's a big if. It won't even come till August. Last night, they passed another paycheck protection program, added some more money to that. That's so businesses can take out loans, and as long as they use now, it used to be 75%, 25%. 75% had to go to salaries, 25% to operating expenses. Now you can have up to 40% for operating expenses, 60% for salaries. But there's still no individual checks. See, I'm thinking the people need the money because they're the ones that are going to go spend it right away.
Well, also keep in mind that there is more than 40 million jobless claims have been filed. I would say a lot of them are not being able to get unemployment because they can't get on the sites.
That's
And keep in mind that now estimations are of a 20% unemployment level. 2 out of 5 people that you know will be out of a job before things start getting a little bit better. So,
isn't that incredible?
Some scary times ahead, but you know, we're here. We're going to keep it light as much as we can, put as much of a smile as we can on your face.
Yeah, a little song, a little dance, a little seltzer down your pants, but we'll give you facts, not fear, and actually solutions to some of the problems that we're all facing, too.
Yeah, so for instance, if you do find a generator that you want to get rid of, I wouldn't mind watching it for you.
My refrigerator died yesterday. I'm looking for a refrigerator, too.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
That's it. Always, we were just talking about that off the air, too, about, you know, it's always a surprise coming home with a refrigerator, and you know it because there's that smell.
Oh, it was incredible. When I was unloading the car, I went, what is that smell? And I look over at this. It's a refrigerator that's out, like a spare refrigerator, the beer refrigerator, we call it.
Yeah. Mine is always, I fear like a possum has died in the attic or something I don't want to handle. And then I'm like, oh, it's just the fridge. Okay.
It was one of the worst smells I've ever heard. I couldn't sleep last night. I had post-smell traumatic syndrome.
I mean, if you know the smell when you smell it, trust me.
Yeah.
So there's our show for today, June 4th. That's a Thursday. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, folks, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.